Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Moldova is again at a critical inflection point, said U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator Samantha Power. There is monumental pressure and challenges stemming from Russia's interference and Russia's war on Ukraine. Indeed, for years, Russia has been undermining Moldova's government, backing separatist forces, and fomenting unrest with an eye towards installing a Moscow-friendly regime there, much as it has tried to do in Ukraine and Georgia. However, with Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February of last year, these efforts backfired spectacularly. According to the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, Russia's aggression against Ukraine is helping to consolidate Moldova's society in favor of EU integration and emancipation from Moscow. The last thing Russia wants to see is integration into Europe that the United States has backed Moldova to pursue, said Administrator Power.
Moldovans have shown incredible resilience in the face of Putin's aggression. They have generously hosted more than 100,000 Ukrainian refugees, more per capita than any other country in Europe, even as Vladimir Putin has limited their gas supplies and funded politicians who seek to keep Moldova firmly within Moscow's orbit.
Despite these challenges, President Maia Sandu is leading an extraordinary charge towards democratic reform, economic growth, and reorientation towards Western markets. And she is also pursuing with USAID support energy independence and diversification, said Administrator Power. Historically, Moldova has been dependent on the Russian economy. Nevertheless, in recent years, the European Union has been Moldova's main trading partner, supporting Moldovan goods and access to new markets, helping industries and businesses be more competitive, strengthening local governance, building that local society. Again, those checks and balances, no matter who the government is, checks and balances are necessary for us, and those institutions have been built with USAID support, said Administrator Power.
25 years ago, two-thirds of Moldovan exports went to Russia. Today, more than two-thirds of Moldova's exports go to Western markets, and that those trend lines are only going to continue, and that we hope with time is going to end the brain drain and draw many Moldovans back to Moldova to make their contributions back at home.
Freeing Moldova from the grip of Russian interference absolutely is something that USAID has contributed to and the United States contributed to, said Administrator Power. Ensuring that every Moldovan who grows up has the ability to find a livelihood and a life and the kind prosperity the people of Moldova deserve.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.